Hey, all, this is Sean Gerber. Thank you for listening today. But before we get started, I have a couple of questions for you. Are you caught in the daunting maze of CISSP preparation, unable to find your way forward? That's precisely where I found myself when I began studying for the CISSP. Overwhelmed would be an understatement. There are now an ocean of CISSP training programs available, and are you unsure which ones to trust? I remember the struggle, but there was nothing accessible to me outside of the pricey boot camps. And that's precisely why CISSP Cyber Training came into existence, to illuminate your pathway towards acing the CISSP exam. At CISSP Cyber Training, I've forged the CISSP blueprint into a step-by-step guide to navigate you through the intricacies of the CISSP journey, designed to provide you the direction and guidance you need to pass the CISSP exam confidently. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to what one of my students, Kevin Fallon, had to say about the CISSP blueprint. This is precisely what I needed in your course, direction. The blueprint is the perfect roadmap to stay on track. I appreciate its clarity and tangible sense of progress it brings. A phenomenal tool for revision. And then there was another from Christopher Wagstaff. Sean Gerber, your guidance was invaluable throughout the CISSP study and certification process. Thank you for breaking the monotony. Once you've wrapped up with the podcast, make your next stop CISSPcybertraining.com and let's together turn the tide in your favor, meeting your CISSP goals and catapulting your career in cybersecurity. Now, without further ado, let's get going. Giddy up. Hey, all, this is Sean Gerber. Thanks for listening today. But before we get started, I wanted to update you on the launch of my CISSP Cyber Training membership for my listening audience. On March 5th, 2023, I began offering my monthly CISSP membership at a 60% off my already low price. This introductory offer is for $19 a month for the first year. With that insanely inexpensive price, you will be able to get all of my CISSP content, practice exam questions, all my current and upcoming curated content, and finally, me. As I'm growing my products and services for my site, you will be on the ground floor to take advantage of an offer that will never, ever come back again. So if you're planning on taking the exam in 2023, or if you want to learn more in cybersecurity, this will be the time for you to make a life and career-altering decision for you and your family. This amazing offer is only available until April 1st, 2023. And after that, it will be going back up in price at the still amazing price of $47 a month. So I highly recommend that you don't delay and sign up today. All right, let's get started. Welcome to the CISSP Cyber Training Podcast, where we provide you the training and tools you need to pass the CISSP exam the first time. Hi, my name is Sean Gerber, and I'm your host for this action-packed, informative podcast. Join me each week as I provide the information you need to pass the CISSP exam and grow your cybersecurity knowledge. All right, let's get started. All right, question 13. In which of the following database recovery techniques is an exact, up-to-date copy of the database maintained in an alternate location? First one, A, transaction logging, B, remote journaling, C, electronic vaulting, or 3, remote mirroring. Okay, so understand, transaction logging, remote journaling, electronic vaulting, remote mirroring. Then this falls into the CISSP in the database, or I should say in the disaster recovery aspect. So when you're using a remote mirroring solution, that is what you want, especially when you're looking at specifically taking an exact up-to-date copy of the database and it's maintained in an alternate location. So you're mirroring the databases. So you use a remote mirroring, an exact copy of the database is maintained in an alternate location. You keep this remote copy up to date by executing all transactions on both the primary and the remote site at the same time. So it's important for you to understand that you're going to have this in both locations, but it's just basically making it, once it makes a transaction change on one, it makes a transaction change on the other. So that's pretty much how it works. Practice exam question 14. What kind of recovery facility enables an organization to resume operations as quickly as possible? Again, disaster recovery. If not, immediately upon failure of the primary facility. So what kind of recovery facility enables an organization to resume operations as quickly as possible, if not immediately, upon the failure of the primary facility? So once one goes down, bam, the other one's coming right back up. All right, so A, hot site. B, warm site. C, cold site. D, all of the above. All right, again, what kind of recovery facility enables an organization to resume operations as quickly as possible, if not immediately, upon failure of the primary facility? A is hot site, B is warm site, C is cold site, D is all the above. Obviously, when you're taking the test, all the above, it wouldn't be the case because you've got to pick one, right? Now, if it was had a hybrid site, that could get you if there was a hybrid location. But the answer is a hot site. A hot site provides backup facilities maintained in a constant working order and are fully capable of taking over business operations once something bad happens. Warm sites consist of a pre-configured hardware and software that are designed to run the business, neither of which possess the vital business information, which basically means is that the information is not there, but it's ready to go, but you have to transmit the data into it to be able to operate. Cold sites are simply facilities designed with the power and environmental support systems, but no configured hardware, software, or services. So they're just basically a blank sheet. DR services can facilitate and implement any of these sites on behalf of a company. What that means is that you could have a DR type solution, third party, that can then spin these up for you if you need it. So you've got to have to weigh that out. So again, as you're looking as a CISO, how do you handle this? And you have to decide how much money are you willing to spend and what are the expectations for your business on required on having a backup facility ready to go. Amazon obviously has multiple data centers and they are hot sites. Most businesses, unless there's a regulatory requirement, do not have hot sites enabled just because the cost is so substantial. All right, question 15. Which of the following concerns is not suitable for quantitative measurement during the business impact assessment? Again, quantitative number. A, loss of the plant. B, damage to a vehicle. C, negative publicity. D, power outage. Okay, so which of the following concerns is not suitable for a quantitative measurement during the business impact assessment? A, loss of the plant. B, damage to a vehicle. C, negative publicity. D, power outage. So you look at those, three of the four deal with numbers for the most part, right? The publicity one, that's squishy. So that probably is it. And guess what? It is. So negative publicity, it's very difficult to put a dollar figure on a business loss because of the negative publicity. Now that somebody can, some very large brain person can figure that out. But in reality, it's very hard for most people to kind of come up with some level of cost associated with publicity that is bad. Therefore, this type of concern is better evaluated through qualitative analysis, right? So quantitative, qualitative. Those are the pieces that you kind of need to figure out. All right, that's all I've got for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And again, go out to cisspcybertraining.com. Got some amazing things out there. I guarantee you, we have it and you can't believe it. It's awesome. So I want you to help you pass the CISSP the first time. Go check us out. We're better than everybody else because guess what? I've done it, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and I can help you become a CISO. I can help you be successful in the CISSP. Just give me a shot. All right. Talk to you later. Go out to CISSPcybertraining.com. Catch you on the flip side. See ya. Thanks so much for joining me today on my podcast. If you like what you heard, please leave a review in iTunes, as I would greatly appreciate your feedback. Also, don't forget that 60% of my membership at the CISSPcybertraining.com will be ending the 1st of April, 2023. So sign up today for this once-in-a-lifetime sales event. Thanks again for listening. See ya. Thanks so much for listening today, as it was my pleasure to prep you for the CISSP exam. But are you interested in some free CISSP exam questions? Head on over to cisspquestions.com and sign up to join my email list, and you will gain access to 30 free CISSP questions each and every month. That's a total of 360 questions just for signing up with CISSP Cyber Training. You will also gain access to other free resources, so just head on over to freecisspquestions.com or cisspcybertraining.com and sign up today. All right, have a wonderful day, and we'll catch you on the flip side. See ya.